just do a quick overview for you of first quarter statements and then questions. And the revenue, there's not a whole lot of variances to point out. You'll notice that we are a little bit higher than our budget on our residential and commercial tax rates due to conservative estimates in the appeals that would be approved. The appeals are unknown at the time that we create our budget, so there weren't quite as many appeals or values lowered as I had anticipated. So we're up about $50,000 in our tax rate. And then we move on to the expenses under on page 6 under office admin, office expenses. There's a heavy end on the postage this time of year, so we would have purchased a large amount of postage for the tax bills that were going out, so that's why that looks a little bit higher than the 25% would be the norm for the first quarter. Under computer, again, we have a maintenance agreement on the accounting software, SAP, so that would be paid at the beginning of the year going forward, so that's a high end on that end. And we have purchased recently Microsoft upgrades. All of our computer systems were on Microsoft Office 2007. So we are upgrading to 2013, which probably still sounds like it's a little behind, but it's the most current with the least amount of bugs in it. So we're in the process of upgrading all of our systems, and we purchased our licenses for that. Under legal, that looks a little high as well. Professional fees, that would be some of the commissions and the recent use of our legal counsel, of course, for some of our land purchases and sales. I think the next variance is probably page 11. Safety equipment is a little bit higher. Again, that's the start of the work season as we purchased footwear and reflective vests and that kind of thing. So safety equipment at the beginning of our kind of works ground crew capital season. Signs and crosswalks. We have recently painted and updated all the paint in the town of Liverpool for the crosswalks and sidewalks areas. So again, heavy on this end, and then it'll peter off as we kind of move through the year. Page 15 under planning, the maintenance agreement for that large scanner copier came due, so that's why their planning supplies look a little bit higher than your 25%. On page 17 and 18, you'll see that maintenance on Fort Point and Beach Meadows is considerably higher and over budget. That was in our cleanup from the storm season. So as we got into our season where our grounds crew came on board, we've looked after that cleanup there, and there's some repairs of boardwalks and that kind of thing at Beach Meadows, and quite a bit of cleanup required at Fort Point this year. Page 19, blacksmith. We had some repairs and maintenance on the outside of the Blacksmith Museum, so that's a little bit higher. And if we move on to Hillsview Acres, really the only larger variance there is under the smoke detector and smoke, the alarm system, sprinkler alarm. We had to replace a panel, electrical panel there. And then if we move into water, we all know page 2 of the expenses. We had the repairs at the town well, the pump had to be replaced. And also under the maintenance, we had that crash, that shutdown where we had to shut the water off for the afternoon. That was the kind of major repairs there. So as far as I know, that's really their only variances. For
any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Fancy?
Just got a question. Like with the town well, when the pump was, right? Since it's such a, it's so used, I mean, it became, the storage, it's hard to buy water in the storage, and everybody's buying water and everything else, it became a real, we only have one pump, would it be best to have two pumps? No, maybe something silly is to say if one pump went, you could switch over to the other pump, or something of that nature?
It wouldn't be something that we would normally keep on hand, no, and that pump, I'm guessing was probably 12 years or better. I mean, it's not something that you would anticipate, and it's not something that there would be an expectation that you would lose, you know. So
we
did it in what, it was 5 days.
Oh yeah,
5 days. Yeah, rather quickly.
But Because I would think it's an expectation you lose if people use them up so much that
Yeah, no, it's not something we would keep on hand, though.
Councilor Craley?
Jennifer, under recreation, I'm looking at summer programs, and I see amount of $10,000. Can you explain what that's for? Is that for salary, or is it for the actual program?
Is it the summer cost center, or just summer program line?
Summer
spring program, summer program, fall program.
Yeah, we have a spring and summer and fall and winter.
It would be whatever is anticipated, budgeted programs, expectations in the recreation department. There wouldn't be any salary in that.
Okay.
There's a spring program, a summer program, a fall program, and winter program line, and that's just what they anticipate for programming or events or offerings in each of those seasons.
Okay. So, so I've had some conversation with people about some of our summer programs that are cost inhibitive for a lot of people. And there's a few out there right now. Would that not cover the cost of out of that line item? I'm not sure why. You know, one example is down in the park, we're having a water day. Why that would be $8 when we have $10,000 in the summer program alone?
There would always be costs associated with everything, and what
right.
we do, previous years we would budget for a break even. So we would budget for revenue incoming, costs outgoing. I think we did build in a little additional cost this year. I don't believe we've actually budgeted break even on all of our program offerings this time around, but this item always has a revenue associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can almost guarantee that $8 a person, $10 a person, $5, whatever it is we've budgeted for, wouldn't even begin to cover the costs of such. So it's just sort of, the revenue generated is my subsidy or an offset for the cost, but there's going to be cost related, and we try not to kind of fully fund the whole program.
Okay, I guess it's a different conversation for me. Thank you.
Any other counselor? Well, hearing none, I thank you very much, Jen. We will now move on to 12. Recreation and Community Facilities, and we'll have 12.1. I would ask Megan if she'd come forward. We have 12.1, funding for Crescent Trail Bridge. Who would like to take the lead on 12.1? Councilor Trillick.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the expenditure of up to $90,000 for required upgrades to the Trestle Trail Bridge for phase one, as noted in the CDCL report issued March 2nd, 2018, to be funded in the 2018-19 through a withdrawal from gas tax reserve, subject to final approval of Director of Engineering Works on proposed construction schedule, design, and construction standard, and that the Chief Administrative Officer be authorized to execute the required funding agreement and operational agreement with the Queens Rails to Trails Association on the municipality's behalf.
Seconded by Councilor Fancy. This information was circulated with the agenda. Are there any questions of councilors? Councilor Johnson?
Just a couple of questions. First of all, this is only for the first year funded, right? And we heard when we were at Queen's Place on the presentation that if we only do 1 year of funding, then it's going to be a band-aid. It's only going to keep that open for 5 years, approximately, according to the engineer's report. So
other part of it is long-term plan. The long-term plan is what's in that CPCL study, which is talks about a 10-year plan. Queens Rails to Trails know they can't wait 10 years. But by the report that's presented here today, you know that you're in for $90,000 today, and there's no turning back. And so once you're in for the first phase, you're not going to open it up for a year or two and then close it again. So if you're in for phase one, it's $90,000. And if there's the report says that the contingency numbers are accurate, or if the numbers come in at 40%, or 30% contingency plus 10% design, the reason is going to be into it for potentially up to $900,000 over the next few years. And so we have to recognize that up front by approving 90 today. We're also recognizing that we are binding future councils at potentially up to $900,000 if there's no other funding from other sources that aren't known as of today, and the tender prices come in at what they are. I know the Rails and Trails Association is hopeful the tenders are going to come in less than what the CPCL is predicting, but we won't know until we go to market. So if there's only one company bidding on it, the price may be very high, but if there's a very competitive process and there's multiple bidders on it, the price may be more cost competitive. But we'll know at the first stage, once we go to the first tender here, if we put our $90,000 in, if the tender comes in at $600,000 or $700,000, then we know we're in trouble right from the beginning. We know the second or third phases are going to be a problem. So I would suggest once we go to tender for phase one, if the numbers come in out of whack, then we put a stop on it right there and do a reassessment in conjunction with Queens Rail Trails and say where is the additional money going to come from. Because if the phase one comes in over budget substantially, then the other one's going to be trouble for all of us. So there is a commitment here today. By giving 90, we're committing many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars more in phase two and phase three.
And the other part of it is, part of that 90 is only a portion of phase one. Do we get to see the whole list of contributors to phase one? I heard earlier provincial funding, I heard earlier, you know, we know there's some private sector funding there.
So we know that is all phase one. So phase one, the J.W. Murphy Foundation has contributed $250,000. We know the Province of Nova Scotia is verbally committed, or I've only seen verbally, $150,000, so that's $400,000. And our $90,000 is the other $90,000, so that gives you $490,000. So that's the three contributors to the total $490,000.
So our escape route is when we go to tender and it comes back and it's crazy out of the water. That's our escape route to stop it right then.
So even if it's actually $550,000 or $600,000, then it's up to the Queens Rails and Trails to say if they have another $50,000 or $100,000 from another source. It's up to them to decide the time whether they wish to go forward or not and proceed, or whether they wish to come back to us and ask for more money for phase one, or if they have other sources they can seek to find the extra money. But we know if phase one is over budget, we know the other ones are going to be over budget too. So the phase, but we won't know the price until we go to tender. Fingers crossed if we go to tender that the number is in less than 490. If it does, then our contribution will be less than 490.
Deputy Mayor
Well, I've looked at the report and I understand our position, and I certainly understand the Rails to Trails position. They put a lot of time and effort and work into these proposals, and they've come to us several times, and I think now it's time to really appreciate their efforts in trying to open up the Trestle Bridge itself, because that has certainly been a detriment to our community for a number of reasons. I certainly will be supporting this motion. I feel that the $90,000, if we can acquire that money through our resources, because if you look at the future, if you look at what could happen in the future, if it doesn't go any further than this phase one, and then something happens to the bridge, I think that the cleanup and all that is going to be far beyond what it would cost to get this thing open. And, you know, we really have to look at the future. I think there's monies out there. I think the province and feds and us are looking at alternate routes and trails, and outdoor recreation is at the top of their priority. And I really feel that funding is out there if it's spent wisely, and if we have an out, if we feel that we can't afford, or the taxpayers in our districts cannot feel that they do not want this to go any further than the different phases, then we've done our part to start the process. And otherwise, if we do not do this, then we're back to square one again, and that's just my opinion.
Thank you. I have Region. The Region of Queens still owns that bridge, right?
Correct.
Okay, so this, again, I echo what Councillor McLeod says, in that eventually, if nothing's done with the bridge, it's up to the Region, then if it gets in such deterioration that we can't even allow water traffic on the river anywhere near it, that's because of the deterioration of the bridge, then at some point we'll have to take it down in order for people to get enjoyment from our river as well. So this problem isn't going away. At least Rails to Trails is trying to do something about it. Also, just wanted to note that from what I used to see around District 2 when the trail, when the bridge was open, the amount of walking traffic that went in the loop, people enjoyed that. I mean, the solution to, with Pine Grove and that park and that extension was a really great one. Because of the closing, you could see immediately when the walls went up on the bridge when it closed, that walkers through town just completely stopped. And I think that, you know, it may be something small, but it having the trestle bridge open adds to the quality of life here and the way our community is viewed with people walking through it. It adds to our downtown when people are constantly walking through town and noticing the businesses that we have here. So again, that's why I think it's important to move ahead with this $90,000 to help Rails to Trails open the bridge. And I just want to go on to say that this is for foot traffic only. Phases 2 and 3, I think, are to secure the bridge for the multi-use part of, which are also dependent on a lot of other things happening on the trail, the complete trail extension and community of trails in Queens County and other neighboring counties. So that's all I wanted to say on that. I support this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Fancy?
Yeah, back here a year or two ago when we first looked at this, it was going to cost us $125,000 just to do a study on the initially. And then I think it was $75,000 more for the metal. So we were going to have to put up $200,000 just to find out if we could do something with it. Well, that was going to be real money that was going to have to be paid out no matter what, right? That's what we were going to have just to find out if we could go forward. Well, we didn't have the stomach for putting up $200,000 just to throw it away. Here we get an opportunity to look at something that could possibly happen. And if it doesn't happen, we've given our best effort, and especially with Rails to Trails come along and wanting to do this and seeing all the funding partners. If we don't do it now, it's not going to get done. So that's really the long and short of it.
Councillor Kelly?
One other question that I failed to ask too is, I don't understand, is it because we own the bridge that our engineering department wants approval on what this other engineering company is that the Rails to Trails hires to fix this bridge?
Absolutely. We would never allow anybody to provide designs for municipal infrastructure without us providing oversight. We don't want somebody to design something that doesn't meet our standards.
So that means...
Because at the end of it, we own it and have to maintain it.
Exactly. So that's a standard kind of thing. It's pointed out in the motion. That's all I'm understand why.
Absolutely. Just so that Rails to Trails understands that they just don't go to tender to hire a consultant, an engineering firm, to design it and then go right to tender without us looking at the design to make sure it makes sense.
Okay. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
That was my question as well, and I think the key word is our standards. And really, standards are set by our engineering department, or are they generic? Or, like, under the word standards, really, what does that mean? Safe? Does it mean whatever?
Well, it becomes understanding that who they hire is a qualified person to provide that. They're providing a solution that's a long-term sustainable solution, that our engineer understands that to form that in, does it require rebar, does it require a certain PSI of concrete, how's it going to work, are they going to work in the water, do they have the permits in place? Our engineer is going to want to make sure everything's done safely and up to that certain standard of design or construction that we would normally use. We wouldn't want somebody to come in and then to hire a consultant who design something that doesn't meet those standards, and then all of a sudden it starts crumbling in a year or two, and then we're left to fix it. If it don't work because somebody didn't have the oversight against it,
I don't think any consultant would want to put themselves in that position. So.
No, but if you don't consultants, they design something and they say, well, that's all you asked me to do. You didn't ask me to design A, B, and C. You only asked me to do D, E, F, and they walk away.
So it's close association.
Sir, Councilor Fisk.
I think everything's been said that I would also add to it, but I'll be in favor of this motion.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Paul.
I was prepared. Should I need to say something?
Okay.
So we will now move on to 12.2, Community Recreation Assistance Program, Caledonia United Church Women. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councilor Johnson.
I'd like to recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens give approval for the Community Recreation Assistance Program up to $500 to the Caledonia United Church Women for the continued development of the community yoga classes in North Queens, and that it is to be funded from the community grants and programs budget line of the Recreation and Health of Queens Department.
Second to that motion, Councilor Fisk. This item was circulated previously. Are there any questions on this item?
Just from my own information, when you read this, it kind of sounds like we funded them to get it going. Mm-hmm. Now we're funding it again to keep it going. Will we carry on funding it
nope.
every year? Or
so it can be funded for a maximum of two times.
Okay.
Yep. So
okay.
this would be their second time, and it's for the continued development. So they took our money last time, and they ran it, and they charged a nominal fee to come, and then they used that to continue it, and then now they're looking for us to help again, and they will again get that pot going, and then they will continue it following this, and they are aware of that.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other councilor have a question? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Under 12.3, Community Recreation Assistance Program, Liverpool Curling Club. Who would like to take the lead on this one?
I also recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give approval from the Community Recreation Assistance Program of $750 to the Liverpool Curling Club for the development of a stick curling program.
And who would like to second it? Councilor Phillips. Councilors have any questions on this item? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. 12.4, we have waiver of policy 58, Midway Head Lightning Society. Who would like to take the lead on 12.4? Councilor Fisk.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality agree to waiver of policy 58, consumption of alcohol on municipal owned property at the request of Midway Head Lighthouse Society at Port Midway Warehouse on August 17, 2018, and that the applicant be required to submit proof of insurance in no less than $2 million per occurrence with the Region of Queens Municipality as additional insurance, and a copy of the affected liquor license from the province of Nova Scotia to the region, and that all municipal, provincial, and federal law be stricken adhered to.
Seconded to that? Councilor Fraley? This was also circulated previously. Are there any questions on this issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. And thank you, Megan.
You're welcome.
We have nothing today under 13.0 planning. We have nothing today under 14.0 reports. A motion to go in camera would be acceptable. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Kelly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. We are now in camera, and we will recess until later this afternoon.